All right, here we go. Friday, and time now for the weekend almost. Mr. Kiger is here, and Freddie, what you got today?
Well, we got to do something with App State rolling into town.
I figured you'd have a football question.
Is Zach coming into town, your boy?
There's still a little doubt about that, but he might. Okay. I'm hoping he's going to go to the game with me.
Okay, good.
Because he lives in Boone now. And has spent a lot of time at Appalachian, went there for his first 2 years of college, went back to graduate school, and actually worked as a trainer for the football program for
awesome.
A year.
Yeah.
Yeah, a weight trainer.
That's
so
good.
Hey, yeah. I'm hoping he can be here.
Well, yeah, and my crew, my television crew, lucked out, so I'm in town this week.
Good.
Yeah, I was in Atlanta last week. I'll be in Pittsburgh the following week, but we got this game, so.
So you can walk over to the stadium.
I love walking to work. Fantastic. And it's a 3:30 start, so people aren't so upset about a 12:30 start.
I hate those noon games. I was so glad, and I also saw in advance they've released the time of the Carolina-Clemson game, which is coming up soon.
What time is that?
3:30.
Is it?
Okay. Yep. So, good shape.
Yep. Well, so we're going to ask a question about the Heels and Appalachian State.
All right.
The Heels host App State, of course, tomorrow, which will be the 79th anniversary of the one and only time the two teams matched up.
Okay.
Mac was their head coach back in 1983 when he went 6-5. Back in their FCS days, they won back-to-back-to-back FCS national titles. Our question, who was their head coach that did something that very, very, very few can talk about? Back to back to back national titles. Who was Appalachian State's head coach at that time?
919-929-WCHL is your number to call. If you think you know the answer, it's worth a $10 gift certificate from Cruisers.
Let's go.
Alexa, can you make me some coffee?
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
Of course not. Well, how about some music? What's the best way to start my day in Chapel Hill?
Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Should I play the station WCHL?
That's right, of course. 97.9 The Hill's morning show is exactly what I'm looking for.
I woke up with Ron Stutz.
Whoa, you know Ron Stutz? Alexa, what town is always a degree cooler?
Carborough.
You do know Ron Stutz. Alexa, play WCHL.
Okay.
Of all the places you could wake up, you decided to wake up here. I'm Ron Stutz.
Woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head.
Whether you're climbing out of bed or into your car, tune in every weekday morning starting at 6 and wake up with Ron Stutz on 97.9 The Hill, your community radio station.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Kiger asking a question about football history. The legendary head coach who won 3 back-to-back national championships was
Jerry Moore.
Really good coach, obviously.
Over 24 seasons, his teams were 215-87 overall, 144-40 in their conference. He only won 10 conference titles, and as we mentioned, 3 national championships at the FCS level.
Pretty cool.
I don't care what
phenomenal
level. You win stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. 2005, 2006, 2007.
You're obviously a great coach, great motivator, great recruiter. I mean, really good coach.
And people will also remember not too long ago when Appalachian State went to the Big House.
Yeah, and beat Michigan. Yeah, that was. Some people call it the greatest upset in the history of college football. Yeah.
Wow.
And you know what?
I'll tell you what.
They're pretty good now.
App's pretty doggone good. So Heels are going to have their hands full. It'll be a great ball game tomorrow.
So, hey, everybody's got to be ready.
Exactly.
Get to the stadium. As Mac says, get in your seat 30 minutes early. Be there. Be proud. Be loud.
Be proud. Be loud. It's going to be a good game.
Got to get back into the win column.
There you go.